I told you that I Facebook stalked my new waxer, and you told me you thought it was really interesting. That you thought it was weird I did that. I don't understand why.
Like, I don't know. There's just something weird about it. I mean, when you go and get waxed, I mean, obviously that's a very up close and personal experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be hands on.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see before you agree?
I don't know. I just think it's weird that you would go out and stalk. Like, you might do this. Like, if you're say changing doctor, for argument's sake, mm-hmm. and you find out who that doctor is, do you go and try to Facebook that doctor to see if they're crazy?
Yes, I'll look up on the doctor's website and see who they are.
Isn't it
if you're going to be hands on me,
isn't it more fun to find it out at the time?
No.
No,
because I've already committed. It's not like a date where you can be like, no, I'm not going to do this.
I just thought it was just kind of interesting that you just stalked down the person.
I guarantee you, every woman, all right, let's not say every, most women out there, if you're going to get waxed and it's waist down, you're looking at that person. If I go to get my hair done, I want to know what you look like. If you're going to get a personal trainer, don't you check them out? Do you want a fatty telling you what you need to do?
Well, no, that's true, I guess.
And that's clothes on. You think if I'm going to shimmy out of my pants that I'm not going to look to see who you are?
I just thought it was just kind of funny when you mentioned that yesterday.
I guarantee you, if you're a woman out there and you get waxed, I want to know that you don't do that.
I'd love to know if it's just it just seemed weird to me, but maybe it's not.
No, I check them out. Listen, there are a few things in life. First of all, this is down here has been exhausting.
Uh-huh.
This is now the seventh woman in Delaware to get a look at the kitty.
So the thing that's actually kind of funny. And there's a lot of women.
There's been one man in Delaware.
And that's what I was about to say. There's a lot of women who are going to get quite excited by the fact that the women who have seen your downstairs area have a lot more than guys.
I also look to see if we have any mutual friends we have. I want to know, where's this going?
Does that make a difference as well? Like, if you're looking and you found it, say the person you went to yesterday, you had like 20 mutual friends and they were all in Delaware would that maybe deter you from going to that person as well?
Then I would then click on the mutual friends.
Okay.
There's also specific people I look at, like, are you friends with these people?
it's quite an exercise then, really, isn't it?
It is.
Wow.
It is. People keep bouncing. This has happened so much. I don't understand what the problem is here. So I got my doctor, then she left and went to another place, like moved out of the state.
Yeah.
So now I have a new doctor and the nurse assistant, like the doctor assistant who's in the room with them. So that's three women, right? Mm-hmm. For no fault of my own. This is just, you know, how things work down here. Then, I mean, everything. They rope you in a little bit. I went to the dentist. I'm like, hey, this is great. I go back a month later to pay the bill after it finally came in through my insurance. Mm-hmm. They're closed down in the middle of the night. What the hell?
It's,
I've been working with a personal trainer, right? Yep. Like her. She goes, hey, in August, I'm leaving. I'm like, well, why? Where's everybody going?
Do you think because Delaware is such a small state that a lot of people use it for like a stepping stone to go on to bigger states and stuff? Do you think that's part of it?
No, I don't know. My original waxer, she left. She's an artist now. She's painting on guitars and stuff. I'm like, you couldn't do this on the side still? And this is like...
Because I know that...
This is the fourth... The woman I went to last night is the fourth waxer.
Wow.
And it's just because they go do other things. So the one says she got a job out of school, which I get it.
Yeah. She wanted some summertime off. It's just interesting that you go to that extreme to check everybody out.
No, you should.
I guess.
When you work out with a trainer, you didn't look him up to say...
No.
No, you say, oh, I found a personal trainer. Did you just find him on a flyer? And you're like, yeah, I'll pay for this and go.
Yeah, I didn't stalk him on Facebook.
I didn't stalk her. I looked her up.
Okay. But I didn't look them up on Facebook.
How did you find out?
Just through someone who knew that person. That was all. Just he's a cool dude. I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just trust? That's stupid.
I think that's maybe, if you know someone, and they go, oh no, that person's pretty cool. Then there is a part of you that kind of trusts that person's opinion, I guess.
Yeah, this is me throwing darts, you know.
Yeah.
And I look. I don't want to find out the hard way when I don't have pants on that you're not somebody I don't want to have pants on around.
It's all so confusing to me.
You can tweet at Patch and Hey Mirror 424-1234 to be part of the show.